One night I came back to my apartment on Dayton and Mills. We knew we were going to have to move from that building by September because the building was going to be demolished because the university had bought the land and was going to put a university building on that corner.
Oh.
So we had made plans to move out, but I was still living there, and I must have gotten back, oh, it feels like it was 1:30 or 2 in the morning. And I think I got the history right. I was asleep and all of a sudden heard this huge explosion. I thought it was a car backfiring that was parked right outside my window. It was that sort of a huge, loud explosion. And I immediately ran out the door and looked up at the sky, and literally there were papers coming out of the sky. It was, loosely kind of paper, because our apartment was exactly 2 blocks from Sterling Hall. And I heard the explosion, and I saw the paper, and my reaction was to run towards it. Someone's in trouble. And my college roommate grabbed me by the belt and said, "We don't know what's going on there. We probably shouldn't run up there and get involved because there was enough noise and stuff coming out of the sky. By now, police sirens and other things were happening." So we walked up there, and police told us to go back home. And we weren't sure exactly what had happened. All we knew is that there was this huge explosion, and we felt it in the pit of our stomach. And then that next day, the news came out as to what had happened, and Dr. Fasnacht, I believe, was the name of the physicist, a physics graduate student, who was tragically killed.